Theo Muus-Thuurs was awarded for the 8th SDG, Decent Work and Economic Growth. What were the biggest challenges for you in combining tourism and sustainability?
In Theo Muus-Thuurs, we enable professionals from the culture and tourism sector to create their own digital tours, either in an audio or virtual format. And then we are the ones, as a company, to distribute them to travelers. We do that in collaboration with multiple OTAs, online travel agencies, and tour operators. And basically, because of the nature of our business model, we can collaborate with multiple individuals and create more revenues for them. And this is why this is how we tackle SDG 8, decent work and economic growth, because we provide additional revenue streams to multiple individuals or companies in order for them to, even during COVID, make money through the virtual or audio tours. So this is how we tackle it.
What is the vision and mission of Theo Muus-Thuurs and how you can combine it with today's trends in tourism and sustainability?
So our vision as a company was always to raise cultural awareness and guide you in every part of the world utilizing pioneering technology. What we mean by that is that we don't only want to show travelers the mainstream attractions, but also the hidden gems or a few more sensitive topics of the history of a destination. And how we do it is that by attracting travelers from the attractions, because we offer an attraction ticket and an audio tour as the ultimate self-guided package, basically, then we can suggest additional tours in the same destination that have totally different themes or totally different issues that they tackle. That's how you can also see it if you go into our website and see the themes of the tour that we currently offer. Other than that, what we wish to point out here is that self-guided tours are something of a new trend. It is considered a new trend, but why is it? Even before COVID, we saw that travelers wanted the hybrid experience. I mean, they wish to have the guide, but they also wish to guide themselves around the city. And this is where the self-guided tours work. Nowadays, it's become kind of a necessity, if you like. So multiple tour operators can show how much they understand the digital experience if they include a few self-guided tours in their packages, because this is it's a new trend. And I want to conclude that what we aim is to educate travelers, right? And this is what tour operators also want to do. They want to let them know through storytelling what the destination is all about. So what I trust is that if anyone shares the same vision with us, they can definitely collaborate with us and offer this hybrid experience of the new post-COVID world.
And what led you to create Theo Muus-Thuurs?
So our company was created back in 2012. Back then, me and my other two co-founders met at a hackathon back then. It was one of the first ones that were created in Greece. And what we shared as a common, let's say, goal was to integrate cultural content in a platform for the whole world to see, to access it, like a network of cultural heritage, if you like. So that's how we started experimenting and started doing a few questionnaires in the field, as we say it. We asked multiple travelers, multiple museums, and saw that the need was there. The need was that people wanted to access culture, but they didn't have an engaging and less elitistic, let's say, way to do so. So how we started was as a platform for museums alone. What we provided was a B2B platform for the museum to upload content along with us and share it with their visitors for free. But this know-how with collaborating with some of the biggest cultural institutions in Greece was that we built this storytelling methodology. And this is where we also pivoted after a few years to the tourism industry, because we saw that for museums it was working wonderfully and making their content even more accessible and interesting for their visitors. So tour operators came to us and asked us to do the same for outdoor tours and create touristic products. So that's why we think that Clio News always does. It's what we always do. It's that we move a step forward and we don't use technology just for the sake of it, but just to deliver the best quality content to multiple audiences. So I trust that we can work with multiple tour operators and create value, because we really think that self-guided tours are and should be part of the package of any traveler visiting a destination.